For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You got this one, Sue?
I do not.
Well, I was inspired yesterday to play ABC because they were here Monday night. And this is Haircut 100, Love Plus One. They were with ABC at the factory. Howard Jones was there as well. Fred and I are both pissed we didn't go to the show. But I love this song. It's like 82 or 83.
This is great.
It's a great song. So I added this to the bumper rotation. Alex Rich is here from Y98.
How are we doing?
How are you doing?
Doing well.
You threw out one of the first pitches last night, I heard.
Did you? How'd it go?
I did, yeah. You know what? And as many times as, you know, I used to work over at the Cardinals, as many times as I've been down on the field and been on the other side of it, I've never thrown out the first pitch until last night. It was awesome. You get kind of, no matter what anybody tells you, because I was a baseball player my whole life, played college baseball, I would rank throwing a baseball, if I had to, like, save my life or do something for like $1 billion,
mm-hmm.
I would say throwing a baseball is, you know, something
I
would
probably do. Pretty good at it, right?
Yeah, you know, I would put my confidence in that. But when you get out on the field and you're throwing out that first pitch, dude, if anybody ever tries to tell you they're not nervous, they're lying to you.
Well, what made me nervous when I did it is, well, first of all, everyone was rooting against me. I mean, we had our bosses out there. Oh, my God, Sue, I've told you this before.
Not in the stands, just friends and family.
Friends of mine and people close to me wanted me to fail miserably because they wanted it to go viral. And
oh,
then,
that's funny.
So did you toss it from the mound?
All the way up.
Okay.
Went all the way up
right
to the mound, yeah.
See,
yeah,
because... Well, people were telling me I was getting different advice. So some people said, oh, you got to go out to the mound. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're on the mound. Some people are like, don't go out of the mound because then that throws you off because you're elevated. So there's like a 10-year-old kid that goes before me. He goes out to the mound and he smokes it. I'm like, I got to go out to the mound.
Yeah.
So all I did was mine was high just because I wanted to make sure it got there and it was
mm-hmm.
fine. But what I was going to say is what made me nervous is you start at home plate, right? They introduce you. You go out to the mound, but you can see your big noggin on the big screen in the outfield.
Yeah, while you're running
that,
out there.
That kind of freaked me out. But realistically, no one's really in the stadium when you do those things anyway.
No.
Well, especially these days. What,
they
were there like 10 people
night
in there
yeah,
last
the
night,
video,
Alex?
If you look at the video, the bleachers kind of behind me were kind of, they were kind of empty. But it was fun. And that's what you got to do. You got to miss high. You don't want to be in the dirt.
Well,
unless you're trying to take home some dirt, you know, on the ball as a souvenir.
Who was your catcher?
Palante.
Nice.
Great guy.
Yeah, that's
great
cool
guy. We had a little chat afterwards. He's like, what brings you out here? I said, well, I think they were
desperate.
They were desperate trying to fill some spots.
Well, you know, the crowd support right now is not something to joke about. It's sad. And I think that in my estimation right now, I don't think anyone can really disagree with this, I think Cardinal Nation is kind of voting. This is election season for the Cardinals, and the fans are saying we want to change at this point because it's not pretty, and I think September is going to be pretty desolate there at Busch Stadium. Before we get to Sue's news, not that this is a good time to do it, not that there's any better time to do it, but I just thought this was funny, and I think it's relatable here. Who's a Costco member or a Sam's Club? Everybody?
Not me.
Okay.
Costco.
You're not, Sue?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever been to one of these places?
I have. It's crazy.
Okay.
I don't need that much toilet paper, which is why I've never joined, but maybe I'm wrong.
But this is so relatable. This is a comedian. My wife actually just sent this to me, and I think it's funny.
This is the crazy part about the receipt checker is I've never seen anyone just blow past them. We respect that guy more than any police officer. This country is so divided on policing, but we are one with the receipt guy. We're like, that guy, I don't know what he does. I need his respect. He's standing under like big doors that shut. Like, you're like, if something's wrong, do you shut the big door on me? What happens? I've never had anything go wrong with the receipt. I don't know what could happen. I don't know what happens when something goes wrong with your receipt. I think that's how you become a sample person. No one's signing up for that job. Do you ever look at a sample person? They're just like shaking and they're just like, do you want this?
It's so funny though, because when you leave the place, you know, you got to go out. There's usually two receipt checkers. That guy was saying men sometimes are women. We don't want to misgender here. And yeah, I've never seen anyone kind of bolt out of the store, but I've also never seen anyone, they go through and they kind of mark it off. They act like they're looking. Maybe they are. They're trying to prevent people from walking out with stuff. I illustrated mm-hmm. this with Lowe's. You know, big items just walk out of the store. And that would certainly happen at Costco, but I love the receipt checker bit there. We're going to talk a little Mizzou stuff coming up related to NIL and Luther Burden a little bit later in the show. But before we get all that involved with that, let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, first we start off with some not great news. And apparently, Ted Drews Jr. has passed away at 96. And he passed away on Monday, but we didn't notice that till today. Alex, mm-hmm. you said you had somebody call you.
Yeah, I work with Ted Drews. They're great people over there, but Ted passed away on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At 96. So I did an interview with Travis Dillon, and that's his son-in-law. His son-in-law and his daughter Christy own Ted Drews currently. And he's such a sweet man. And Mark's going to play a little bit from that coming up for...
we'll do that for Cut of the Day.
Cut of the Day. Yeah. But I thought we'd hear just an old Ted Drews commercial with Junior.
Some days you just want a small treat.
Like the cookie sandwich.
Or the kitty cone.
Or the new Micro Mini.
We sell all this small stuff, we're going to go broke.
Not if we sell a million of them. Choose your flavor, choose your size.
It really is good, guys and gals.
Aw. He's a St. Louis institution. He himself, as well as the custard stand.
So his dad started it in the 20s. So essentially, he was maybe born when they were just starting it, right around that time.
I
almost
don't remember.
100 years old. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I think Ted, go ahead.
The first one opened in St. Louis area on Natural Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
In 1930.
Yeah, it was 1930.
Yeah. They just celebrated 95 years.
Yeah.
Opened in 1931, and Chippewa was 1941.
So he was right there when it was all starting, being born at that
time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
his dad was a tennis pro and used to play at Dwight D. Davis at Forest Park. But that's a whole other story. You can listen to it. On this day in history.
That's streaming right now. Can people find that on the Odyssey app?
Yeah, you can go to odyssey.com, look for History of the Lou.
With Sue.
117 years ago today, it's 1907, and two Seattle teenagers think, you know what, let's just start our own local delivery service, and we're going to call it the American Messenger Company. And they did. But today, Jim Casey and Claude Ryan's little company is known as UPS. UPS was started by two Seattle teenagers 117 years ago today.
All right, you reminded me. I forgot to do my United States Postal Service story. So this is just quick, but former Senator Lamping and I are going to see Jeff Lynne's Electric Light Orchestra. That's what they call it.
Love
now.
It.
A week from Friday. And I bought the tickets, and he was sending me a check for his portion of the tickets. His wife and John are going to go to the show with me. Well, he was out of town. And then he was on the roundtable on Friday, and he said, yeah, I sent the check on Tuesday of last week.
Oh, no.
So I told him last night that it arrived, and I said, you'll be happy to hear that I fed the horses and watered them when they arrived. It took from last Tuesday to yesterday, it took an entire week to get from Augusta,
Good
Missouri,
grief.
To the Fenton Valley Park area.
Wow.
A whole week.
The
via
mail
horse.
Via horse.
Unbelievable.
Even I think a horse would have done it faster.
I think so too, Sue.
I think you walking would have
been
faster.
Well,
this is on the heels of the story from the spring where I sent a package. My wife was doing some work up in Minneapolis, sent a package, and it took 3 weeks for it to get there.
Uh-huh.
Well,
three
how about the wedding invitation I didn't get until after the wedding.
You know what? I have told that story, Alex, and I have also mentioned, was it you who talked about that if you have a... colored envelope, mm-hmm. they get lost easier.
It'll mess it up.
So I told Abby, producer Meredith Abby, She needs to send out white invitations.
Yeah, but what if you, I mean, think about this.
Envelopes.
Think through this a little bit. You got some people that are, you're obligated to invite them, right? You don't really like them. Mm. Maybe Alex, like, thinking about me, he doesn't really invite, but you put the colored envelope for the people you think you might not want there.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
That's a strategy.
That I like strategy. It, Mark. Yeah, there you go. You're getting a, I know, I you're might definitely get the colored getting a pink envelope.
Boy, you know, talking
like a
about,
pink slip.
Talking about Abby's wedding, you know, it's more than a year away.
Yeah.
I wonder if we, you know, are we still shoe-ins for invites?
I'm not sure we are.
Let me be honest with you guys
down.
Going through this process
okay,
right
yes.
now. You're going to have to really stay in touch.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to take some effort. Yeah. I don't see Mark putting that up.
No, maybe Fred and Sue, but I
can't see Mark getting in.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Okay. Now, Fred found this story. There should be some sound, Mark. This is it, but you don't hit it quite yet about a tomato fight.
I see the
okay.
sound.
Thousands of people in Spain hurled tomatoes at each other during the annual La Tomatina Festival in eastern Buñol. Seven trucks drove in 120 tons of ripe, juicy tomatoes for the famous food fight. That's where you go.
There's no play-by-play.
Oh, nothing, Fred. It's just them
that's
making
just
noise.
The screaming.
Oh. Well, the goal, if
like
there
it.
Is one.
It's a lot of tomatoes being thrown. You can hear.
No kidding. To reach the big prize is an Iberian ham they put on the top of this really slippery pole. So you're just trying to climb up this pole. People are pelting you with tomatoes. It's they have an interesting idea of good times
this
in Spain.
This sounds like... like American Ninja Warrior type, wherever it happens.
In fairness, I'm sure the Europeans laugh at a lot of the stuff that we do here, but that's an unusual one. That is different.
There's another one that they have that I see that there's like a flag at the end of this oiled up, I guess essentially telephone pole, right? And they run off of like a boat, and whoever can get to the end without slipping off and grabbing the flag. It wins.
Oh, that sounds like fun, though.
It is.
Isn't there a British thing where everybody like runs down a mountain?
Yeah, well, that's
the cheese rolling thing.
Yeah,
that's in, I think, Scotland. But that is awesome. They've done that on The Amazing Race. It's so funny.
That is funny. they say, I think other countries aren't quite as litigious as us, right? No, I don't think people are, you know what?
Good point, Sue.
That's really what the key is here. All right, there was another ride. Amusement park ride that got frozen, and it's footage from Six Flags Mexico. Okay, it's a bunch of people. They're stuck on a ride almost 200 feet. It's actually 250, some people say. 250 feet off the ground in the middle of a huge storm. And there's some video of it if you want to look at it. It's Supergirl, Skyflight, or Skyscreamer. It's one of those rides where you're hanging... You know, there's a big circle up there, and you're hanging in a chair on the chains, and they make you go around, you know, and you spin. So the chains, you're just sitting there like this, and a huge storm runs in, and they're just, like, swaying up there, and they can't move. It would have freaked me out.
I'll tell you what, I don't like being on those rides when it's perfectly beautiful outside.
Uh-uh.
You know, so that sounds like a absolute nightmare. Mark, you don't strike me as a carnival ride.
Used to be. When I was a younger man, Alex, I loved the carnival rides. I loved the Six Flags. I loved roller coasters. I'm such a wimp these days that I'm like, I had a friend that just did a roller coaster and told me that he hurt his back. My buddy Fitz went to that place in Indiana. What's that place called?
Santa Claus.
Yeah. And he said he's on a roller coaster. Now, he's a little older than I am, but he jacked his back up, and I'm like, I don't need that. There's no way. So this was fun, too. Earlier this year, we were talking about Alexa going to Six Flags, and Becky's like, let's buy the season pass, because if you go one time, it's probably worth it. You know how many times she's been to Six Flags?
Zero.
Zero.
That's how that works.
Zero. Yes.
That is how that works.
The season's not over, but still, zero.
Yeah, I get it. That's just how they get you.
Yeah, it is.
By the way, they were just dangling up there for 10 minutes, and there was a torrential downpour, and the video shows the wind whipping around while everybody just white-knuckles it, and you can hear several people screaming, and somebody, it's not great.
Well, I didn't really hear any coverage of this. I think I shared this with you guys, and I just saw it briefly on some clip when I was watching at home at some point, and I think this was across the pond. But there was a Ferris wheel that started on fire.
On fire?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It was, let's see here. Ferris wheel fire, let's see here. It was in Germany, and 20 people were hurt. It was like two little cars from the Ferris wheel.
So you have nowhere to go.
No, well, so I was just going to ask you guys. I would think if your little car is on fire, you have to try. If you're at the very top like they were, you almost have to try to get out,
well,
right?
That's what somebody did, and I think they fell, and they were treated from injuries from falling. But I'm looking at the story right now because they had 20 people that were treated. Some of it was smoke inhalation. The part that I didn't ever figure out is how it started. Like, what happened? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, how did that begin? Yeah, that's
I don't know. I'm looking at a CNN story right now. It says that the police have launched an investigation, but I don't see any updates to that. It was bizarre. It looked horrible.
Yeah. I don't know what you would do. What would you do, Fred? Burn or try to climb out of that thing?
I mean, your instinct's going to be
climb out.
Try to climb out.
Yeah. This is nuts. The Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason, have reportedly signed a 3-year deal for their podcast. It's called New Heights. The contract, $100 million.
I can't get my arms around this one. I really can't. But there have to. It's more than just the podcast proper. There's sponsorships. There's appearances. All this stuff.
It's going to be on the Amazon platform, so Amazon will have control of all that, and they think they'll make enough money.
Well, maybe that $100 million will also secure them some guest Taylor Swift appearances, you would have to think, right?
I would think. I'm not sure they even need that $100 million. I hope not. For that,
you're talking $20 million a year here, yeah, and that's what like the host of who would make that, it used to be the Today Show host or someone like that, might make $20 million a year, or Jay Leno or something like that. That's unbelievable media money, yeah, even in new
is.
Media. That's
I agree.
A lot of money.
Totally agree. You want one more? Shall I wrap her up?
You can do one more.
Okay, there's a tech startup company in California called Reflect. I don't know if they're going to say Reflect. I'm going to say Reflect instead of Reflect. Reflect Orbital. And it's planning to use mirrored satellites to sell people sunlight when it's dark out. So one of the co-founders is a former SpaceX employee, and they're trying to put a constellation of satellites into orbit that can reflect sunlight and direct it anywhere on Earth. Russia actually did a proof of concept decades ago, and it worked, I guess. It's mainly designed to help big solar farms keep generating power at night. But anyone can go to their website, fill out a sunshine application, and the deadline to apply is October 23rd. Now, you need a pretty big plot of land to get approved, and each patch of sunlight will be 3 miles across, so your neighbors may not love that.
Yeah, quick question.
Yes.
You mentioned solar panels at night.
Uh-huh.
It's actually night, but shining it at night, wouldn't that make it daytime?
Well, no, just in your yard.
Yeah, in my yard.
Yeah,
but
it would
my
be
neighbor's yard, too.
In your yard. Unless you were a person who was needing sunshine to keep your solar thing going in a huge plot of land. It's I don't know how much it'll cost. I might have to go on there and see. But that's crazy to me. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Okay, I did not know this. IMDb, the Internet Movie Database that we all check out, originally started in 1990 with a group of guys trying to make a list of actresses with the best eyes. And it just grew from there.
See, those are my favorite type of random
facts. That's just
nuts.
I love that. And IMDb is a great resource. I don't know what I'd do without it. You know, you think about an actor and actress, you're like, what were they in? And it is a great database for sure. Hang in there. We're coming back with more. A little Haircut 100 here. They were here on Monday night. I'm so disappointed I missed it.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Sue, did you hear about the fat eagle?
I did.
Alex, have you heard
about
this?
I didn't hear about the fat eagle. I need more info.
It turns out that an injured, quote-unquote, bald eagle didn't need to be nursed back to health. Apparently, it was just too fat. It was an eagle that was taken into captivity after being spotted at Wilson's Creek National Battlefield Park. And I don't know where that is. You guys know where that is?
When I read it, it said in Missouri.
Right. No, it's here. I just don't know where in Missouri, right?
What's it called again?
It is called the Wilson's Creek National Battlefield
something
Park.
Something like Moorfield or
Wilson's
something like
Creek.
That.
Moorfield, Missouri. So apparently the bird was thought to be injured, but they said, I love the wording here. The bird, originally reported to be injured, was found to be healthy but engorged with a raccoon.
Oh.
In other words, too fat to fly. Officials think the raccoon was roadkill. A raccoon's paw is visible inside the eagle's stomach on an x-ray.
Wow.
Upon learning that the rescued bird was doing fine on his own, officials released it back into nature.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it says here, Fred, it's 230 miles southwest of St. Louis Springfield.
Yeah, it's right outside of Springfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor little guy. All he's trying
fat
to do.
Eagle,
not
man.
So little.
And then this story.
Fat Eagle sounds like the name of, like, it could be a restaurant.
Oh, that's a good band name.
Fat Eagle.
That's a good band name, too.
Yeah,
fat Eagle.
Yeah.
All right. This is rather disappointing. And I'm just going to share this. The Paralympics are going on right now in Paris. And there's a story in the Washington Post about cheaters in the Paralympics. And the way that they wrote the story is, as the starter's blast echoed through the cobblestone streets of Monza, Italy in May, Charles Moreau and his fellow World Cup competitors in hand cycling surged forward. Then, less than 100 feet into the race, Moreau and the other cyclists, they just stopped. And they were stopping to protest the system that they say enables cheating at the Paralympics game. Apparently, there has been, and this is disappointing, disgusting, some people are thought, and I think this has become an issue, to fake the severity of their disabilities to gain an advantage in the Paralympic Games. I mean, right?
Wow.
Man, that's pretty low.
Yeah, it is. And I guess it's gotten to the point where, you know, they're protesting it. They have, now this had come up in the Olympics too, they have a classification system to put athletes into competitions with other athletes who have similar impairments. And each sport has different criteria and classes. The Olympics, they say, as an example, the 100-meter dash in track and field will feature one class each for men and for women.
Wow.
The Paralympics features 16 classes for men, 13 for women. They account for varying disabilities. So they say some disabilities may result in clear-cut assignments to a class. Others may be more ambiguous, and you have to have medical classifiers. But I guess they did reporting on this, and they said from sports as diverse as cross-country skiing, wheelchair, rugby, track and field, snowboarding, cycling, swimming, they all point out that the governing bodies have not been able to really manage some of this, and there's a fair amount of people trying to get in to gain advantage here.
I like to think that karma will naturally come around to get those people if you feel like cheating in the Paralympics.
But I also think that it's so difficult to gauge because it's not clear cut. In other words, someone has a little bit more of an advantage and they try to put them, you know, as close to the impairment as possible. But that has to be even difficult for the not to give them a pass on the cheating, but it has to be rather difficult because you're managing things that are unusual in athletic competition, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of athletic competitions, Mizzou opens up tomorrow night against Murray State. The way that when Alex was a college athlete at Indiana, you didn't get paid, did you?
I didn't get paid.
They're getting paid now, and we got some highlights involving not only a great chip company, but also Sugar Fire here in St. Louis. We'll get to that coming up. Alex, little Teddy Swims
love
for
Teddy
you here
Swims.
On a Wednesday afternoon. I knew you'd love this one. That's why I picked it. The Door. With Freaky Feely, I should say. This is the version that they say is live. Mizzou football kicks off tomorrow night in Columbia against Murray State. Did you see the line on that game?
I did not.
It's like 46.5 points, which that's pretty generous, but the Tigers need to roll up this score to be in consideration here at the end of the year for the playoff if that happens. My old Mizzou friend Ken Davinsky is in the studio with us this afternoon. He's the president of Haystack Sourcing Solutions and works with Luther Burden Jr. on some old Vienna red hot riplets, which are delicious. Ken, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, Mark.
So we're going to do a couple of NIL-related things here because Matt Martin, who is a guy that owns Sugar Fires here in St. Louis, good friend of Alex. I play golf with Matt every once in a while. His nephew is Brady Cook, the quarterback of Mizzou, and Sugar Fire just signed on with Brady yesterday. But tell me how you guys got involved in the NIL. It might be helpful for you to just give a short explainer here on how things have changed in college athletics, right?
It is. It's crazy, and it just continues to change and has obviously big changes ahead next year. But I got started, a very good friend of mine, Demetrius Johnson, came to me a couple of years ago. He was representing Luther, and Demetrius knew my background in product development. He said he had Luther obviously was the biggest recruit Mizzou had had in a number of years and wanted to do something special, so he wanted to do a potato chip with him. And he asked me if I knew anybody that could do it, and ironically, I had just been introduced to the folks at Old Vienna, Red Hot Riplets, obviously very famous here in St. Louis, and we were able to put the deal together, did a special version of Honey Barbecue Red Hot Riplet with them, and introduced it right before the kickoff of his first game as a freshman, and really just have had a tremendous response. So we followed it up last year with adding a ranch version, so adding ranch to the Honey Barbecue Red Hot Riplets. There's kind of a fun story with that. Luther just loves ranch dressing, so tried it with the tried it with the originals, and it worked pretty well.
Oh,
so
nice.
We added that, and then this year, just literally this week, we've got the big tailgate size coming out, 9 ounce size, same chip as the original, but as the name implies, great for tailgates and anytime watching the game. And there was a big demand for a bigger bag, so we have that coming out to all area Schnucks stores, should be in the next week or so. And Schnucks has just been a great partner all the way through, and we're excited to introduce that with them.
That is awesome. And you mentioned DJ. I mean, he played such a big role in, you know, securing Luther as a recruit for mm-hmm. Coach Drinkwitz, and he passed away. Was it last year or has it been 2 years now?
It'll be 2 years around Christmas. Yeah, really tragic.
And I had just gotten, you know, I had known of Demetrius for so long, and then I had just gotten, because he was working here in the building,
right.
And I gotten to know him, and we went out to dinner with Coach Drink a couple of summers ago, and then it wasn't too long after that that he had a major health incident, and we lost him. Well, and the reason that this kind of plays into NIL is because these players didn't used to be compensated. Now they're compensated in a variety of ways, and one of the ways is this way, with a sponsorship from Old Vienna, right?
Yeah, and what I feel really good about in what we do is it truly is paying them for their name, image, and likeness. I was talking to, literally this morning, an ESPN reporter that's going to be the sideline reporter on the game tomorrow. Actually, Cindy might even bring something up about the chips during the game, which will be nice.
Well, we're hoping so, right? That's your job, so damn it.
But, you know, he said it's refreshing to see a true name, image, and likeness deal. I mean, so many of the deals are, you know, they pay him to post and things like that, which are great. I'm all for the kids making money and, you know, something that probably should have been happening all along. But I feel good that we're truly paying for their name, image, and likeness. We put Luther on the bag.
His picture's right there on the bag.
Yeah.
His autograph on his jersey. He looks imposing. And, you know, the thing I wonder is how many people are you buying two bags because you eat one of them and you want one of them as a kind of a collector chip for the bar behind, you know, there, especially when he goes to the NFL.
A lot of people have done that. And we did. I brought some cookies down, too. We actually made those to be in a collector's box, and hopefully we can talk about that. But yeah, I we've had a number of people that we've given them out to. They said, oh, I'm not opening them, I'm gonna put them up on my mantle.
Right. Yeah. So what's the deal with the cookies then?
So the cookies we just brought out, you know, so kind of a cool story. When we introduced Luther's chips, a number of the category managers at Schnucks saw it. NIL was very new, as you say, and they said, oh, well, we want to do something. So in the time since, great program with Schnucks, again, great partners through Every True Tiger, and the Ms. Lou group kind of introduced me to Every True Tiger that you're familiar with, and Every True Tiger is the collective that handles NIL for Mizzou athletes, and we put a program together. So far, we've had four pizzas, frozen pizzas, with a fifth one coming out in October. We've had the cookies as well as ice cream that's out in the stores now, but the cookies we did, it's kind of a cool thing. Jason Reed, the category manager for Schnucks, had a great idea to do kind of a commemorative box, set of boxes. So we did two boxes that kind of are commemorative over last year. Obviously, such a great season last year in 2023.
Yeah, and you have a lot of the stats on the back with the schedule.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had fun with it, and it really is to be a remembrance of a great season, and like you said, obviously to enjoy the cookies that are very good, but also to put the box on your mantle, and actually we do a mini chocolate cream cookie and then a mini oatmeal raisin, and if you put them together, they actually combine for one design. They come together to make the Cotton Bowl trophy.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that, DaVinci. That's amazing. Did you see, I sent you this story, Alex, did you see, I think it's Oklahoma State, they're putting QR codes on their jerseys.
Is that right?
That you can, I guess, donate to the collective, right?
Yeah,
if you pull up the QR code.
Yeah, very interesting. And I keep pretty close tabs on it because I've been doing a lot with NIL now. And it is interesting seeing all the different schools, kind of how they're trying to get ahead and do things in a
unique
way.
You got to get creative, right?
Yeah.
Now, you think you alluded to this, but are some of the rules going to change next year a little bit?
They are, absolutely. Okay. So, I don't know. There's been a lot of talk about this case, the House case, not the House of Representatives, but it's the name of the case, that basically the result is that schools that want to will be able to pay their athletes up to $22 million is the estimated number across all sports. So that'll be split up. So if schools want to play at the highest level, they're probably going to have to go there. And now name, image, and likeness will be in addition to that. So things like the Luther's potato chips will be outside of that. But it's the first time that schools will actively be paying their athletes.
Straight up paying them. Yeah. No sponsorships,
right. Yeah,
nothing tied
right.
to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now a lot of people are probably familiar, the collectives have been paying athletes at certain schools, but now it's going to go, collectives may still be a part of it somewhere or another, but it's basically, you know, the schools are going to have to build that amount into their budgets.
Wow, that's fascinating. Matt Martin is also with us on the phone, Sugar Fire Smokehouse franchise owner, uncle to Brady Cook, the quarterback for Mizzou. Matt, how are you this afternoon? You had a big announcement yesterday, didn't you?
Absolutely. Mark, thanks for having me on, man. I'm sitting here listening to Ken thinking, I could sit down and just have a full class. He could teach me some things. I feel like the rookie here.
Well, he is the expert.
Anytime.
But we love the fact Sugarfire got involved with Brady. Thanks, Uncle Matt, right? I'm sure you heard from Brady. But what are you doing? Explain the process with Sugarfire and how you're sponsoring Brady.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brady's my nephew. My partner, Jim, married my sister, Amy. So his parents, his dad is my partner. So with Sugarfire. So, of course, that fits. We're obviously just going all in on the family feel, because Brady's always been family with us. But, like Ken was saying, we want to use that family feel and use Brady, and we want to do it the right way. And all of our Sugarfire partners kind of went in on that deal. And it's just exciting. We feel like Brady stands for all the right things, that we want our business to stand for.
It's a great fit. It really is.
And they added a cook to the kitchen, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
They added a cook to the kitchen.
Look at that.
Sugarfire,
I like that.
I think that was what Matt said in the press release.
You know what? I got to go back probably 5 years, Matt. And I remember this was probably the first time we ever played golf together. I think it was at somewhere down by me. Anyway, you were talking about how there was this, and I knew of him because I follow Mizzou sports, but you were talking about Brady a little bit, and I was poking around, hey, this kid going to turn into anything? And his progression and evolution as a player has been incredible. And let's go back a year, Matt, this. There were people that were booing in the stadium, unsure of how Brady Cook was going to guide the team through the season, and he did it exceptionally well. Now he's ranked among the top 50 players in all of college football.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No doubt. We're super, super proud of his accomplishments on the field. And, it was just fun to watch Brady. He never, ever wavered. I think visually it would have looked much harder on us, his family. And, mom and some of that time was tough. But you look at Brady and, man, he was just a warrior through all of it. So, pretty cool, neat to see, and have my young kids and other kids watch his progression too.
Yeah, it's
hits on Matt hits on the type of player Brady is on the field, and of course he's going to say he's proud of him off the field as well. But I think I will say, like, knowing Brady personally, he really is one of the best guys that you will meet, especially
he's a good
with
human being.
Yeah,
yes.
with all the different obstacles thrown at him through his college career, he's stuck with it. He's put in the work, and being an athlete myself in college, you don't see many people that have worked harder than Brady has.
And I'll say, Matt's his uncle, so maybe, maybe means more from us from the outside. But Brady, and I put Luther in the same group, obviously, both from St. Louis, but both are everything that is good about college sports.
Mm-hmm.
And just great.
That's nice.
Representations of the university, great kids, great students. Really, everything that you want your program to stand for is them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Matt, I'm glad you got involved. It was a natural fit for Sugar Fire and Brady. Are you going tomorrow night? Of course you are, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Matt's going to every game this year.
I'll be the first one in the kids' carpool pickup.
I cannot. I bet my friends are already tailgating in Columbia. I mean, I'm kind of joking, but they're so excited. We're ready to get this season going. I'm going to Tuscaloosa. Kenny, are you going to Tuscaloosa?
Not sure.
Oh, I can't wait. I've always wanted to go down there, so we'll see.
Yeah.
What's the Sugarfire deal? Tell them about the Sugarfire deal with Brady, right?
Yeah, I mean, so we're teamed up with Brady. You know, he had one day off the other day, and this is what's cool about our partnership too is we want to make it known, and it's important that we're going to utilize our assets with Brady to do good in the community. You know, and that's important to him. That's important to us. You know, whether that's certain specials or different things we can do. So Brady had one off day in fall camp, and he came in. And we raised money for Andrews Hugs, which is a local community here that's important to us, that's been around a while, that, you know, more or less they benefit disabilitied people that make sure that they live a full life, yeah. Get to go to sporting events, get to play on teams, get to do all that stuff. So, you know, in his one day off, that's what he was doing. So, of course, we snapped some pictures and got some of that. And, yeah, we're just going to do good with it is the goal.
That's awesome. Matt, enjoy the game tomorrow. I'll see you on the golf course soon. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks. That's great. Alex, thank you so much for arranging that. Ken Dubinsky, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Are you going?
I am.
Okay. I asked Sue if she'd do the last 2 hours of the show. She has not bit yet on that. I'm still trying. But there's a lot of potential for this season, and there could be a lot of fun ahead. It is exciting, but, you know, it's that Mizzou factor. We're all kind of – we saw what happened with Florida State last weekend, Ken, right? But I think things are going to turn out just fine. So thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And
thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
By the way, your idiot brother-in-law was asking if I was going to give him a shout-out this afternoon. I said no.
Give the other one a shout out.
Steve Weinstein is my favorite brother-in-law. Rick is the idiot. That's who I'm talking about. Kenny, good to see you.
Rick's
thank you.
Man.
He is
so
a good
Steve.
Man.
Crack open those chips.
Ken
Mark.
Is married to their sister, Amy. So, hey, thanks for coming in. We're going to crack the chips over. Hour number 3 is coming up. There, he got his damn shout out. How about that?
Get more at 971talk.com.
Alex, little Teddy Swims
love
for
Teddy
you here
Swims.
On a Wednesday afternoon. I knew you'd love this one. That's why I picked it. The Door with Freaky Feely, I should say. This is the version that they say is live. Mizzou football kicks off tomorrow night in Columbia against Murray State. Did you see the line on that game?
I did not.
It's like 46.5 points, which that's pretty generous, but the Tigers need to roll up this score to be in consideration here at the end of the year for the playoff if that happens. My old Mizzou friend Ken Dubinsky is in the studio with us this afternoon. He's the president of Haystack Sourcing Solutions and works with Luther Burden Jr. on some old Vienna Red Hot Riplets, which are delicious. Ken, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, Mark.
So we're going to do a couple of NIL-related things here because Matt Martin, who is a guy that owns Sugar Fires here in St. Louis, good friend of Alex. I play golf with Matt every once in a while. His nephew is Brady Cook, the quarterback of Mizzou. And Sugar Fire just signed on with Brady yesterday. But tell me how you got involved in the NIL. It might be helpful for you to just give a short explainer here on how things have changed in college athletics, right?
It is. It's crazy, and it just continues to change and has obviously big changes ahead next year. But I got started, a very good friend of mine, Demetrius Johnson, came to me a couple years ago. He was representing Luther, and Demetrius knew my background in product development. He said he had Luther obviously was the biggest recruit Mizzou had in a number of years and wanted to do something special, so he wanted to do a potato chip with him. And he asked me if I knew anybody that could do it, and ironically, I'd been introduced to the folks at Old Vienna, Red Hot Riplets, obviously, very famous here in St. Louis. And we were able to put the deal together, did a special version of Honey Barbecue Red Hot Riplet with them, and introduced it right before the kickoff of his first game as a freshman. And really just have had a tremendous response. So we followed it up last year with adding a ranch version. So adding ranch to the Honey Barbecue Red Hot Riplets. There's kind of a fun story with that. Luther just loves ranch dressing. So tried it with the originals, and it worked pretty well.
Oh,
so
nice.
We added that. And then this year, just literally this week, we've got the big tailgate size coming out, 9-ounce size, same chip as the original, but as the name implies, great for tailgates and anytime watching the game. And there was a big demand for a bigger bag. So we have that coming out to all area Schnucks stores, should be in the next week or so. And Schnucks has just been a great partner all the way through, and we're excited to introduce that with them.
That is awesome. And you mentioned DJ. I mean, he played such a big role in, you know, securing Luther as a as a recruit for Coach Drinkwitz, and he passed away. Was it last year or has it been 2 years now?
It's it'll be 2 years around Christmas. Yeah, really tragic. Sad.
And I had just gotten, you know, I had known of Demetrius for so long, and then I had just gotten, because he was working here in the building, and I had gotten to know him, and we went out to dinner with Coach Drink a couple of summers ago, and then it wasn't too long after that that he had a major health incident, and we lost him. Well, and the reason that this kind of plays into NIL is because these players didn't used to be compensated. Now they're compensated in a variety of ways, and one of the ways is this way, with a sponsorship from Ovienna, right?
Yeah, and what I feel really good about and what we do is it truly is paying them for their name, image, and likeness. I was talking to, literally this morning, an ESPN reporter that's going to be the sideline reporter on the game tomorrow. Actually, Cindy might even bring something up about the chips during the game, which will be nice.
Well, we're hoping so, right? That's your job, so damn it.
But, you know, he said it's refreshing to see a true name, image, and likeness deal. I mean, so many of the deals are, you know, they pay him to post and things like that, which are great. I'm all for the kids making money and, you know, something that probably should have been happening all along. But I feel good that we're truly paying for their name, image, and likeness. We put Luther on the bag.
His picture's right there on the bag. Yeah. His autograph on his jersey. He looks imposing. And, you know, the thing I wonder is how many people are you buying two bags because you eat one of them and you want one of them as a kind of a collector chip for the bar behind, you know, there, especially when he goes to the NFL.
A lot of people have done that. And we did. I brought some cookies down too. We actually made those to be in a collector's box, and hopefully we can talk about that. But yeah, I we've had a number of people that we've given them out to. They said, oh, I'm not opening them. I'm going to put them up on my mantle.
Right. Yeah. So what's the deal with the cookies then?
So the cookies we just brought out, you know, so kind of a cool story. When we introduced Luther's chips, a number of the category managers at Schnucks saw it. NIL was very new, as you say, and they said, oh, well, we want to do something. So in the time since, great program with Schnucks, again, great partners through Every True Tiger, and the Ms. Lou group kind of introduced me to Every True Tiger that you're familiar with, and Every True Tiger is the collective that handles NIL for Mizzou athletes, and we put a program together. So far, we've had four pizzas, frozen pizzas, with a fifth one coming out in October. We've had the cookies as well as ice cream that's out in the stores now, but the cookies we did, it's kind of a cool thing. Jason Reed, the category manager for Schnucks, had a great idea to do kind of a commemorative box, set of boxes. So we did two boxes that kind of are commemorative over last year. Obviously, such a great season last year in 2023.
Yeah, and you have a lot of the stats on the back with the schedule.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we had fun with it, and it really is to be a remembrance of a great season, and like you said, obviously to enjoy the cookies that are very good, but also to put the box on your mantle, and actually we do a mini chocolate cream cookie and then a mini oatmeal raisin, and if you put them together, they actually combine for one design. They come together to make the Cotton Bowl trophy.
Look at that. Wow. Look at that, DaVinci. That's amazing. Did you see, I sent you this story, Alex, did you see, I think it's Oklahoma State, they're putting QR codes on their jerseys.
Is that right?
That you can, I guess, donate to the collective, right?
Yeah,
if you pull up the QR code.
Yeah, very interesting. And I keep pretty close tabs on it because I've been doing a lot with NIL now. And it is interesting seeing all the different schools, kind of how they're trying to get ahead and do things in a unique
way.
You
got to get creative, right?
Yeah.
Now, you think you alluded to this, but are some of the rules going to change next year a little bit?
They are, absolutely.
Okay.
So, I don't know. There's been a lot of talk about this case, the House case, not the House of Representatives, but it's the name of the case, that basically the result is that schools that want to will be able to pay their athletes up to $22 million is the estimated number across all sports. So, that'll be split up. So, if schools want to play at the highest level, they're probably going to have to go there. And now name, image, and likeness will be in addition to that. So things like the Luther's potato chips will be outside of that. But it's the first time that schools will actively be paying their athletes.
Straight up paying them.
Yeah.
No sponsorships,
right. Yeah,
nothing tied to it.
Yeah.
Wow. So now a lot of people are probably familiar, the collectives have been paying athletes at certain schools, but now it's going to go, collectives may still be a part of it somewhere or another, but it's basically, you know, the schools are going to have to build that amount into their budgets.
Wow, that's fascinating. Matt Martin is also with us on the phone, Sugar Fire Smokehouse franchise owner, uncle to Brady Cook, the quarterback for Mizzou. Matt, how are you this afternoon? You had a big announcement yesterday, didn't you?
Absolutely. Mark, thanks for having me on, man. I'm sitting here listening to Ken thinking, you know, I could sit down and just have a full class. He could teach me some things. I feel like the rookie here.
Well, he is the expert.
Anytime.
But we love the facts. Sugarfire got involved with Brady. Thanks, Uncle Matt, right? I'm sure you heard from Brady, but that's what are you doing? Explain the process with Sugarfire and how you're sponsoring Brady.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brady's my nephew. My partner, Jim, married my sister, Amy. So his parents, his dad is my partner. So with Sugarfire. So, of course, you know, that fits. We're obviously just going all in on the family feel, you know, because Brady's always been family with us. But, you know, like Ken was saying, you know, we want to use that family feel and use Brady, and we want to do it the right way. And all of our Sugarfire partners kind of, you know, went in on that deal. And it's just exciting. You know, we feel like Brady stands for all the right things, you know, that we want our business to stand for.
It's a great fit. It really is.
They added a cook to the kitchen, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
They added a cook to the kitchen.
Look at that.
Sugarfire,
I like that.
I think that was what Matt said in the press release.
You know what? I got to go back probably 5 years, Matt. And I remember this was probably the first time we ever played golf together. I think it was at somewhere down by me. Anyway, you were talking about how there was this, and I knew of him because I follow Mizzou sports, but you were talking about Brady a little bit, and I was poking around, hey, you know, this kid going to turn into anything? And his progression and evolution as a player has been incredible. You know, and let's go back a year, Matt, you know this. You know, there were people that were booing in the stadium, unsure of how Brady Cook was going to guide the team through the season, and he did it exceptionally well. Now he's ranked among the top 50 players in all of college football.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No doubt. You know, we're super, super proud of his accomplishments on the field. And, you know, it was just fun to watch Brady. He never, ever wavered. You know, I think visually it would have looked much harder on us, his family. And, you know, I'm, you know, mom, and some of that time was tough, but you look at Brady and man, he was just a warrior through all of it. So, pretty cool, neat to see, and have, you know, my young kids and other kids watch his progression too.
Yeah, Matt hits on the type of player Brady is on the field, and of course he's going to say, you know, he's proud of him off the field as well. But I think I will say, like, knowing Brady personally, he really is one of the best guys that you will meet, especially
he's a good
with
human being.
Yeah,
yes.
with all the different obstacles thrown at him through his college career, he's stuck with it. He's put in the work, and you know, being an athlete myself in college, you don't see many people that have worked harder than Brady has.
And I'll say, Matt's his uncle, so maybe, you know, maybe means more from us from the outside. But Brady, and I put Luther in the same group, obviously, both from St. Louis, but both are everything that is good about college sports.
Mm-hmm.
And just great.
That's nice.
Representations of the university, great kids, great students. Really, everything that you want your program to stand for is them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Matt, I'm glad you got involved. It was a natural fit for Sugarfire. And Brady, are you going tomorrow night? Of course you are, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Matt's going to every game this year.
I'll be the first one in the kids' carpool pickup.
I cannot. I bet my friends are already tailgating in Columbia. I mean, I'm kind of joking, but they're so excited. We're ready to get this season going. I'm going to Tuscaloosa. Kenny, are you going to Tuscaloosa?
Not sure.
Oh, I can't wait. I've always wanted to go down there, so we'll see.
Yeah. What's the Sugarfire deal? Tell them about the Sugarfire deal with Brady, right?
Yeah, I mean, so we're teamed up with Brady. You know, he had one day off the other day, and this is what's cool about our partnership, too, is we want to make it known, and it's important that we're going to utilize our assets with Brady to do good in the community, you know, and that's important to him, that's important to us, you know, whether that's certain specials or different things we can do. So Brady had one off day in fall camp, and he came in, and we raised money for Andrew Suggs, which is a local community here that's important to us, that's been around a while. That, you know, more or less they benefit disabilitied people that make sure that they live a full life, yeah. Get to go to sporting events, get to play on teams, get to do all that stuff. So, you know, in his one day off, that's what he was doing. So, of course, we snapped some pictures and got some of that. And, yeah, we're just going to do good with it is the goal.
That's awesome. Matt, enjoy the game tomorrow. I'll see you on the golf course soon. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Awesome. That's great. Alex, thank you so much for arranging that. Ken Dubinsky, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Are you going?
I am.
Okay. I asked Sue if she'd do the last 2 hours of the show. She has not bit yet on that. I'm still trying, but it's look, there's a lot of potential for this season, and there could be a lot of fun ahead. It is exciting, but you know, it's that Mizzou factor. We're all kind of, we saw what happened with Florida State last weekend, Ken, right? But I think things are going to turn out just fine. So thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And
thanks for having me.
Chips. By the way, your idiot brother-in-law was asking if I was going to give him a shout out this afternoon. I said no.
Give the other one a shout out.
Steve Weinstein is my favorite brother-in-law. Rick is the idiot. That's who I'm talking about. Kenny, good to see you.
Rick's
Thank you. He is
so
a good
Steve.
Man.
Crack open those chips.
Ken is married to their sister, Amy. So, hey, thanks for coming in. We're going to crack the chips over. Hour number 3 is coming up. There, he got his damn shout out. How about that?
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.